this meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Warning. The legal voters of the town of Fairhaven, the county of Rutland, state of Vermont, are hereby warned to attend the public informational hearing at the Fairhaven Town Hall and also by electronic means on the third Monday in July, being July 15, 2024 at 7 p.m. and at the link provided below for discussion of Article 1 and on the third Tuesday in July, being July 16, 2024 at 10 a.m. at the Fairhaven Post Legion Building to vote by Australian ballot on Article 1. Article 1. Shall the voters of Fairhaven vote to approve the sale of 16818 River Street to Jerry Sayers for the amount of $30,000? Is there any discussion on the article? Lillian?
Yes, for the record, my name is Lillian Billowitz. Spelling of the last name, B, by Boston, I-L-L. The question I have is relative to the publication in the Lake Region Free Press on April 5th, 2024. In that notice, in the notice of intent to sell, Town of Fairhaven hereby noted that it intends to sell 16 Agent River and identifies the property by tax note and says terms of the proposed sale. The board accepted the offer of $30,000 from Jerry Sears. A copy of the deed for the proposed sale can be found in the town office. One of my questions is to each of the select board members, have you reviewed any proposed contract? Written contract.
Is someone from the board want to?
If each select board member, because they voted, they approved it, I believe, at the organization meeting March 19th. Each member who's present here of the select board approved it. The motion was made by Mr. Gabbard, seconded by Mr. Greenough. So my question is, based on that and this publication, has each member reviewed the copy of the proposed deed, which was supposedly available and published in the Free Press?
What's up with you, Bob?
Back then, but I haven't reviewed it since.
For clarification, there is a written contract that you reviewed?
The high points from Joe.
So my understanding and clarification, you, Mr. Richard, said you should never review. I'm just saying.
You're asking if they reviewed the deed?
Yes, because according to the publication, there's a copy of the deed for the proposed sale is available at the town hall. So I'm asking each select board member, have they reviewed the deed of the proposed sale, a written proposed deed?
Glenn Travers, no, I haven't, and I don't see the relevancy of it. That's me.
Same, I didn't review it either.
I did not live it to our real estate agent.
Who's that?
Who left it to the real estate agent?
Same.
Okay.
I'd like to ask Mr. Gunter, is there, in fact, a written proposed deed of conveyance?
There is not.
At the last select board meeting, you indicated that Mr. Sears is no longer willing to go forward and to vote back down to you. When was it that you first acknowledged of Mr. Sears reneging from the proposed deal?
Is this the point of order? Is this relevant to this topic? feels more like a deposition.
Respectfully.
Well, it does sort of feel like a deposition.
Right.
But I am. The article is on whether or not to approve the sale to Jerry Sayers, and I would say that there was not going to be a sale to Jerry Sayers. That would be a moot point.
But so my question is, I mean, if the terms of the proposed sale as published pursuant to 24 VSA 1061, that it would have to be the person, the terms of the sale by minimum has to be the person, the location, and the amount. And it has to be 30 days prior to a closing date. So within that, when did you first become aware that Mr. Sayers bowed out the proposed sale? And it's relevant to whether or not it's approved.
Again, point of order, this has nothing to do with shall the voters of Fairhaven vote to approve the sale of this property.
Well, it says to Mr. Sayers, but if Mr. Sayers is no longer part of the deal, how can there be a proposed sale mootness in the contract is the meeting of the mind? Who's the other party that if Mr. Sayers is backed out of the proposed sale?
Again, point of order, who a buyer might be in the future is not relevant to this article.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I don't know your name. I'm sorry.
I'm Nancy Hubel. Nice to meet everybody. I asked the select board, how is it that you could approve something without seeing legitimacy of its proof? Because at the end of the day, you are attached to it by name as a select board.
What we're trying to do is take a piece of property that fell into our lap that we didn't want to begin with and put it back on the tax rolls. When Joe came to us with a proposed proposal from the gentleman to buy it for, I think, $30,000, we were happy to do it. And that's all we really needed.
And you could recall that, but you can't recall whether you sell the deed or not.
What's the difference? I didn't
the
say
honesty and the truth, right? As a voter and as a townsperson, I think it's about very
okay.
Accurate.
I didn't read the whole deed. I didn't read the whole deed, if that's what you're asking. And I didn't. And I don't need to.
But you went from no, yes, no.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess I don't understand that this Mr. Sayers has backed out. So where do we go from here?
The problem is we had already warned the vote. If we pulled out of the vote, we risk losses. And so it's better to go through with the vote, even though it's moved, because we don't have a buyer in it. So that was the advice of our attorneys. That's what we're doing.
So if we get another buyer,
we have to
do a whole another election.
Well, no, we don't have to unless somebody does a petition to question the sale of it. So we can sell it outright without that. But we have to warn, as we did, we have to warn and allow for people to get a petition up to have a vote. The yay or nay, but they don't have to. We're allowed to do that without the vote.
Thank you.
John?
My name is Jonathan Bowes, JOHNATHAN, same last spelling as my mother, BILLEWICC. My question is, why did Mr. Sayers back out?
Okay. I don't know if that's relevant to the question, but do we have an answer?
Mr. Sayers is not here to answer the question.
Right.
I'm not going to assume anything.
I can't assume anything on his behalf either.
Mr. Tucker, no.
No, he does not.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Lillian?
I have a question. At the last select board meeting, Mr. Gunter said that he had, in an executive session, that there were questions, I mean, I'm sorry, there was a document from council. Where the, and I don't know which council, I mean, it could be VLCT, it could be Mr. Sayers' attorney, it could be Attorney Pike. If those correspondence, other than that between Attorney Kite, we are, I'm sorry, Carol Waller, which is the town's attorney, the attorney client privilege, any documents from Mr. Sayers' attorney, would those be available for review? Whereas not necessarily attorney client privilege, because Mr. Sayers' attorney is not privy. And select board isn't part. Would that letter be available for public review?
To be honest, I do not know the answer to that question.
Would Mr. Gunter know, because he was the one who, if in fact, we don't know, said it was from counsel, if in fact the correspondence was from Mr. Sears' attorney, would that let it be available for public review, as it's not a 35 privilege.
Well, Mr. Sayers isn't here, so I can't
Mr.
ask.
Mr. would know whether or not he did any communication from Mr. Sayers' attorney.
Point of order, this is not a part of Shell Voters of Fairhaven vote to approve the sale of 1618 Retreat.
That would be relevant to a follow-up question as to why
potentially
why
Sayers
backed out.
Again,
Mr. Sayers is not here to respond to some of that question.
No, my question is connected to whether or not you received any communication from Mr. Sayers on the attorney.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Jonathan.
Is the potential reason for Mr. Sayers backing out the fact that he may have conducted a title search, or he may have conducted a title search and discovered the fact that the reports of sale are 3 years late and violation of title search could be a safe 5225?
I do not know.
Would any of the select board members or the town manager know?
I would assume if Mr. Sayers were here, I would direct that question specifically to him. The board's already said they have no idea. I will not speak on behalf of Mr. Sayers. And I don't know who it is, Mr. Sayers, so I certainly cannot feel.
Keith Whitcomb has a question.
Keith.
Hi, Keith Whitcomb. I'm with the Rutland Herald. I was wondering how much money this is costing the vote.
Our town clerk is not here, and she would be the person that we would be able to get a cost estimate of the vote from.
Thank you. Who is there, just so I know? I can't see you.
The moderator, Seal Hunt.
And?
Keith, you want me to just email you a list?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yep.
All I got for now.
Any other questions? Going one? Oh. Well, Jonathan, you've already spoken your twice. Anybody else? Nancy.
If the deed exists for the title, then why can't it be publicly shown for the voters?
I would tell the record either. I would assume that, again, I'm not the town clerk.
I understand.
Joe?
But also the town clerk is reports to the town manager, who would have, hopefully, the understanding of knowledge. So.
She doesn't report to me.
She's an elected official. She reports to the town by the electoral. Oh, yeah, that's the body. I don't know the law. I know Robert's rules. And so I, you know, again, I would refer you to Danny Roberts. Any other questions? Going once, twice. This meeting is adjourned until tomorrow. It's 10 a.m. at the Legion Post 49 on South Main Street. And it closes at 7 p.m. So until then, thank you for coming.
Thank you.